Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
This is Killer Innovations, a show about ideas, creativity, and how you can innovate. Welcome to the Innovator's Garage, where you learn to create your next game-changing killer innovation.
Welcome to Kill Innovations. I'm your host, Phil McKinney. We are here in the studio back in Colorado for a quick visit. If you've been tracking us online, you know that we are on the road in the mobile studio majority of the time between now and the Consumer Electronics Show. If you will be at CES, drop me a note. Love to host you over at the mobile studio, show you what we're doing. And if you've got a great innovation story, or you know of a great innovation story that would allow us to record a show while we're all together at Las Vegas, that first full week of January, drop me a note over at phil@killerinnovations.com. We'd love to get an opportunity to hear some great innovation stories, new companies, new technologies, new ideas that are coming up and could have an impact on people's lives. So again, if you're going to be at CES, or if you've got a recommended guest for us at CES, just drop us a note, phil@killerinnovations.com. Now, today's show, we are actually having a repeat guest. Now, as you know, if you've been a longtime listener, we typically don't have a lot of repeat guests, but in this case, we've actually bringing back Tom Kaczmarski. Now, Tom is the founder of Kaczmarski Innovation. He was here, I don't know, when was it? It was about a year ago, I guess, wasn't it, Tom?
I think it was probably a couple years ago, Phil.
Yeah, probably could have been. We were talking about it from the context of, I've known Tom and I've been following his work for quite some time. He teaches up at Northwestern. He's from Chicago. I'm from Chicago. I grew up there. But our conversation was a lot around the Chicago Innovation Awards, which have gotten to be, you know, a pretty significant event every year now. And those of us who play in the innovation game track what goes on at the Chicago Innovation Awards, albeit it started off kind of being geography specific, but it's actually become much more of a groundswell support for innovations that could have a broad impact on people's lives. So, Tom, first of all, thanks for taking the time to join us here at Killer Innovations.
Thanks, Phil. Great to be here.
So let's get an update. Now, the Chicago Innovation Awards are coming up here October 29th. You've already been through the selection process, correct? So you've already know who the finalists are. Give us some insight into how this year's crop of companies look like.
Sure. Well, let me give you the starting point, which is from May until July 31st is when we have our nomination season. And this year we had 519 organizations nominate a product, a service, a new business, or a process for consideration for this year's Chicago Innovation Awards. Now, as I tell people, it's easier percentage-wise to get into Harvard Business School these days than it is to win a Chicago Innovation Award. And that's what makes it so special, right? We have a team of 13 judges that have stayed with us now for over 10 years, judging all of these new entrants. And the thing that's so exciting is this. It cuts across a wide variety of different industries. So that's what makes Chicago so unique, though. And I love telling my friends in Silicon Valley, So you guys are good at this thing called technology, right? But what Chicago is great at is coming up with new innovations that cut across fintech and industrial services and consumer food products and civic and education and just cuts across healthcare, et cetera, et cetera. So that's what makes it so unique. So these 519 nominations really do embrace the city of Chicago, the region. Actually, it's more the entire Cook County region as well as the city of Chicago. So we're now down to the final 23 that will be celebrated on the stage at the Harris Theater on October 29th in front of 1,500 people.
Do you break down them into categories then? So what are those categories that those companies break into?
Yeah, we do not have defined categories, mm-hmm. but what's emerged over the years is this natural break in terms of a portfolio mix. And I'll tell you what these categories are. They are healthcare, IT, communications, consumer products, business services, fintech, energy, civic, education, and consumer services. Wow. So as you see, it's a wide range. It really is, Phil, of different types.
Yeah, and your point about Chicago, and I think people who've not spent, you know, a significant amount of time. I grew up there. My wife and I both grew up in Chicago. I always tell the joke. My mother was a Republican election judge in Cook County. The joke was she was an endangered species.
Yes, that's for sure.
In Cook County, and she was also on the school board and all of those types of things. But Chicago does have such a mix: heavy industrial on the south to, you know, the healthcare with great hospitals like University of Chicago and Northwestern Health, or.
Yeah.
Are those, and then you got great universities from university research perspective. You got the Chicago Board of Trade and, you know, fintech. You pretty much have, it's the melting pot of ideas, and that's really where the city grew up from its early days. Were there any big?
Exactly right about that.
When back from the old meatpacking days, I remember as a kid in the '60s. You know, when they were still doing the meatpacking, heavy slaughtering, still within the city limits. Were there any big surprises? Companies that are just kind of like, you know, out of the norm of something that you want to talk about?
Sure, I'll tell you about one that. Now, we all have to keep this a secret, though, until October 29th, except for only your listeners are going to hear this. Only your listeners, Phil. So one of the 23 winners this year is a company called Farmer's Fridge. And Farmer's Fridge is a fresh salads, fresh, healthy food that's served to you coming out of a vending machine. Now, you say, wait a minute, a vending machine? Well, that's where I might be able to get potato chips and candy bars, but you're talking about healthy food out of a vending machine? Yep, and it is amazing. They have created these plastic bottles that you'll have your salad in, and in the top is a separate container that has the dressing in it, but they have barcodes on all of these, and they're able to tell at any hour exactly the inventory in each one of these, and can then change that inventory on a consistent basis to make sure that all the food there is fresh, and it's going gangbusters. People love it. They're putting it into office buildings and, you know, where people are working and just want to be able to get a quick meal. But I think it's such a great example of what I call a business model innovation. I mean, salad's fine. What vending machines have been there, but they've put it together in a system and using technology in a way that enables it to work.
That's amazing. I mean, well, you know, you go to Japan, you know, and you just, you know, I were talking before we started the show today, you know, you're just back from Bangkok.
But, yeah.
You know, my wife and I, we spent a month in Japan not too long ago, and you just look at everything as a vending machine, right? It's just, yeah, it's just phenomenal. But, you know, you're always kind of sketchy when you're looking at food in a vending machine, right? It's kind of like, right, am I gonna really take the risk that sushi is fresh or not, yeah, fresh?
Exactly. But they've worked this out in terms of being able to use technology to know if it's fresh or not.
Perfect. Yep. Well, we're going to pause here. We're going to take a quick commercial break. But when we come back, we're going to pick up our conversations. And Tom, specifically, in the next segment, what I'd like to talk about is kind of getting your update on innovation best practices, both in your own consulting work, but also as you look at the companies that have made it into this final 23, kind of a mashup of the best practices that you're seeing out there that the listeners could then take back and apply to their own businesses and to their own activities. And also, I'd like to get a little bit of catch up when we come back around some of the other activities you've got going on at Chicago Innovation, such as the Student Innovation Convention and the Woman Mentoring Co-op in particular. So we'll come back. Let's pick up on those two topics, because I think those are hot areas that everybody in the innovation game is keenly focused on. So don't go anywhere. We're going to be right back after this quick commercial break. You're listening to Killer Innovations on the BizTalk Radio Network.
In the know, I'm Brian Osuch. Mike Savicki is a C6-7 quadriplegic who is a Navy veteran multi-sport athlete who stays on the go. He says when it comes to mobility and transportation, there is hope for those who are disabled.
It's about finding wheelchair-accessible vehicles and solutions that allow us to drive or be transported to be a part of society, which is what we with disabilities really want most of all.
Mike still drives and lives an independent life.
I was introduced to a wheelchair-accessible vehicle through a local Namita dealer who taught me about getting in and out with my wheelchair, driving with my hands, and about the fact that I can get my driver's license again and I can have that independence and freedom.
Many call Mike a hero, and he's urging others to enter the local Heroes Campaign Contest for a chance to win a wheelchair-accessible van tailored to meet their needs.
Go to the website mobilityawarenessmonth.com and share a short story or a video that tells us about who you are and what you're doing that makes you a little special.
For more information, go to mobilityawarenessmonth.com. Now you're in the know from Numita.
Five things you can count on when using LegalZoom for your business. Number one, reliability. You know, more than 1 million people have already trusted LegalZoom to help them start their businesses. In corporations, LLCs, nonprofits, DBAs, and more, use LegalZoom to get started the right way. Number two, experience. You can count on LegalZoom for all of the details. They've been helping all types of business owners for 15 years. Number three, helpful support. They have the right people standing by, ready to help with your questions, all based in the U.S. Number four, legal advice. LegalZoom isn't a law firm, so they built a network of independent attorneys available in 48 states. You'll get answers to your legal questions, and they can review supplier contracts, employment laws, and help with most of the day-to-day situations that pop up. And finally, number five, there are no surprises. LegalZoom provides complete transparency with upfront pricing and customer reviews with 100% satisfaction guarantee. Make the smart choice for your business today at LegalZoom.com, and don't forget to enter Ray in the referral box at checkout. LegalZoom.com.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
This is Killer Innovations, a show about ideas, creativity, and how you can innovate. Welcome to the Innovator's Garage, where you learn to create your next game-changing killer innovation.
Welcome back to Killer Innovations. We're continuing our conversation with Tom Kaczmarski. Tom is joining us talking about the Chicago Innovation Awards. But just as we were wrapping up the last segment, I wanted, Tom, for you to give us just a quick discussion around two things. One is the Chicago Student Invention Convention. I've been spending a fair amount of time in education. And in fact, the near future film that we just released in August looks at the future of education in ed tech from an innovation perspective. But also want to talk about the Woman Mentoring Co-op. So let's start with the Student Invention Convention. Give us a little background on what that is and where it's at.
Sure. Well, see, that's one of the things, Phil, that I've just been so excited about over these past 17 years as Chicago Innovation has continued to grow. So it started off as one awards program, but now has emerged into a monthly event and three of these different programs, the first of which I'll talk about, the Chicago Student Invention Convention. So think of kindergartners through eighth graders that go through a 10-week training program with their science teacher that can be held either in school or after school that really focuses on, and it's a STEMI approach, which is STEM plus invention and entrepreneurship, that really enables them to come up with a new invention. And then it all culminates in April. This last April, we had 1,300 kids, their parents and their teachers and principals at a high school here in Chicago for the final invention evaluations with over 90 judges that were going around listening to 3-minute presentations by 300 kids. And we had 300 finalists that then went to, we had 30 finalists out of the 300 finalists in Chicago that then went to nationals in Dearborn, Michigan to the Henry Ford Museum. And we had a third grader and a fourth grader ended up as finalists. So the thing that just overwhelms me is how you see these kids that, you know, you think of the old science fair where, you know, the poster boards, but they actually have more than the poster boards. They have the invention that they've created. So let me just give you two examples. A fourth grade girl this last year, her mom would say to her, okay, go out and get the mail. And she'd say, well, mom, the mail hasn't come yet. Well, just go out and check it anyway. So she got tired of always needing to go out and check the mail when the mail wasn't there. So she puts a sensor in the mailbox so that once the mail is put in, the sensor activates and pings her phone, and then she knows to go out to the mailbox and get the mail. or a third grader who had difficulty spreading butter on toast. Well, I'm not a third grader, and I have difficulty spreading butter on toast with a knife. So she gets a glue stick, you know, with the rubber ball on the end of it, puts the butter in the glue stick, so then she presses down on the toast when the end of the glue stick and the butter comes out, she spreads the butter on her toast. Isn't that just great? These kids are coming up with real inventions. Some of them are environmentally focused and the like, but we're just so excited about it for two reasons. One is that we are engaging kids at an early stage in the art of invention and innovation. And number two, they're experiencing innovation at an early age. And I'll just tell you one last thing. I told all 1,000 people at this last event in April with them, and I said, I want to tell you right now, in 10 to 15 years from now, I know that I'm going to be seeing at least one of you on the stage at the Harris Theater getting a Chicago Innovation Award for your new invention. And it's just a wonderful, wonderful program. Last year, we had 3,000 Chicago Public School kids participate in this, and this year we'll be at 5,000 kids that'll be doing
it. Amazing.
Yeah, it's great. And then the Women's Mentoring Co-op. So 4 years ago, we wanted to engage women more. We wanted to get them more involved in Chicago innovation. And they already are in this city, but we wanted to find a way to be able to help and help boost their ability to, you know, get more commercialized and actually, in effect, Phil, to boost their own confidence, too. And so we started with 25 high-powered women and started this Women's Mentoring Co-op. So it's really mentoring women, but women mentoring women. It was so successful, we doubled it to 50 last year, and this year we'll serve over 100, have over 100 mentors, mentoring mentees, and next year it'll be double that. And the beauty of it, I think the real value of it, in fact, the woman that heads this up for us, Allison Dillon, has an article coming out in Crane Chicago Business this week on the power of women mentoring women, because there are indeed things that they're dealing with that we as men are not. And so that the ability to have people that have been successful and highly entrepreneurial innovators who can share with them and guide them in a number of different directions is really working. And the last thing I want to say about it, oh my gosh, I go to all of their events and I just feel the strength and the power of this community that's now been built is just really, really terrific. So that will continue to double in the future.
And then you've also got some activities going on around the, what you called the matchmaking programs, right?
Oh, I love this one. I love this one because this is geared, corporate startup matchmaking is geared for large corporations. And, large, over $1 billion in sales. And these companies, to their credit, over the last 3, 4, 5 years, I think have made a massive, major turning point where they understand that they need to be connected to the entrepreneurial community. You know, if you go back 10 years ago, the large corporation is going to say, whoa, I don't need to, well, these are little entrepreneurs. No, I've got my own internal R&D, all my own internal capabilities. I don't need to be connected to them. Well, that has changed. Because now so many of them, one of our winners, I just love to tell the story about 7 or 8 years ago when I talked to the CEO of a major hotel chain. And I said to him, this Airbnb, is no, Tom, don't worry about that. That's just a small little, entrepreneurial thing that deals with vacationers. I deal with business travelers. Well, last year, Hilton and Intercontinental sold fewer nights combined than all of Airbnb. So they've recognized these little entrepreneurial startups are their future competitors. And what we do is we identify small companies with large corporations.
And that's actually important. In fact, here at where I'm CEO, we have a program called Federator where we do kind of a similar thing, but industry specific, looking for startup companies and matching them into, in this case, the cable industry. So yeah. We're going to take another quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to continue our conversation with Tom. Don't go anywhere. When we come back, we'll talk briefly about some new thoughts on innovation best practices. And then, Tom, I have to say, you're probably one of the biggest cheerleaders, evangelists for Chicago innovation. And I think it's that encouragement that's allowed Chicago Innovation to achieve its success. When we come back, I want to talk about that recognition and encouragement. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
It may have been a messy divorce that suddenly cut your income in half, but not your bills. It might have been an injury or illness or your boss just cutting back your hours. It doesn't really matter how you got in over your head. It only matters that you are and that we're here to help. If you've got over $10,000 in credit card debt and you can't ever see breaking free, then call Action Debt and do it now. Being in over your head is a vicious cycle. One day late, they charge you a late fee. Miss a payment, they double your rate. You just don't think it's fair and neither do we. This is not bankruptcy or just a simple rate reduction plan. We fight for you using our proven experience in the insider programs that credit card companies try to hide. If you owe at least $10,000 to the credit card companies, you owe it to yourself to call Action Debt at 800-384-7099. Just because you got in over your head doesn't mean you have to stay there forever. Call 800-384-7099 today and we can be on your side tomorrow. 800-384-7099. 800-384-7099.
Biz Talk Radio is now available on Amazon Echo. Just add the Biz Talk Radio skills, then ask Alexa for the latest business news. You'll instantly get live, relevant information from the best business source, Biz Talk Radio. Alexa, open Biz Talk Market Tips.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp. Get started with your idea. Call for free information.
Call 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
This is Killer Innovations, a show about ideas, creativity, and how you can innovate. Welcome to the Innovator's Garage, where you learn to create your next game-changing killer innovation.
Welcome back to Killer Innovations. We're continuing our conversation with Tom Kaczmarski. Tom is a repeat guest. One, he's an innovation expert. And then two, his excitement and involvement with the Chicago Innovation Awards and all of the innovation programs going on in Chicago. But, Tom, I want to take a break here. You're a consultant out there. You see a lot of best practices that different companies are trying as part of their innovation program. Give us one or two that are maybe things that you're seeing that are having some of the biggest impact as far as innovation best practices.
Sure. I'd say first and foremost, Phil, is when a company identifies and truly understands a customer or consumer pain point, understanding what it is that the customer is being frustrated about, has a need for, really has a real worry about. And see, as soon as you get to that, as soon as you uncover that insight for a consumer, if it's B2B, or for B2C, or for a customer, if it's B2B, then you know you're on the right track for success. Let me just give you an example. One of the, if you're a diabetic, you have to have your blood taken all the time to be able to read your glucose level. That means you have to prick yourself, right? I mean, there's nothing fun about any of that. Well, Abbott has now created a new innovation that has a patch, has a metal patch that you put on the back of your arm. You hold your iPhone up to it, and you can read your glucose level every day without ever pricking yourself. We'll talk about solving a consumer need, right? In the same way, though, that a company like SMS Assist is a company that has a network of contractors that will deal with retail store managers so that when they need an electrician, when they need to clean the floors, when they need anything, they just contact this SMS Assist and they provide it for them. So it eliminates the pain of the store manager needing to do all this themselves. So identifying pain points is number one. And number two is utilizing a cross-functional team of people. Innovation is not a single sport. You may be a great innovator by yourself, but you really can't do it unless you've got a team of not big, but three or four or five or six people who are also having different perspectives from different experiences, and the more diverse, the better. So pain points and using cross-functional teams are two of the big best practices that I see.
And then this kind of tees up into your book, right? Because one of the things I found over, my 30 years in the innovation space, though, is the ability to encourage people that they can innovate, that they can create, that we are just all naturally creative. We've had it either beat out of us or the educational system hasn't encouraged it. So you and your wife actually just did a book, correct?
Yes, we did. It came out in May. It's called Lifting People Up, The Power of Recognition. And to your point, Phil, it really is all about the need for us to change leadership at the top of an organization. And in fact, we even come up with a new word. Instead of calling it leadership, and that means typically, right, focusing on the 1, 2, 3, 4 people at the top of an organization, we need to change that to peopleship. And peopleship needs to be the word now that captures what leadership is all about, because our focus has to be on the people within an organization and how we as leaders make sure that we are motivating them and making them feel valued every day, that their contributions count and they understand and recognize the role that they play in satisfying and ultimately achieving the goals and the missions of an organization. Now, to innovate, this has to be top of mind all the time because, oh my gosh, right? You and I have seen it so many times. It's so easy to point your finger and say, no, that'll never work. And here's why. We've tried it before, right. You know, et cetera, et cetera. And as the innovator, you have to stay the optimist, the buoyant, the positive mental thinker in order to try to just push this through. So our whole book on lifting people up is really focused on leaders doing this more and understanding that praise, while it has to be authentic, it has to be specific, and it has to be able to generate in people a sense of worth, a sense of value. And then collectively to do that for a team is where you begin to build the power base for innovation to really occur.
So the book is relatively new, right?
Yeah, it just was published in May of 2018.
And it's already an award-winning book, right? So you've won silver medal from the Living Now Awards.
The Living Now Award. So, there's gold, silver, and bronze, and we got the silver award for it. Very exciting. And coming up tomorrow night is the Carl Sandburg Award right here in Chicago. And there'll be about 1,000 people. Now, there'll be about 60 other Chicago authors there, too. But both Susan and I will be there, and it'll be very exciting to be one of the recipients.
Oh, that's phenomenal. That is phenomenal. I mean, I think you've hit on it. You know, you and I were talking before we started the show during the break. You know, I just recently did a TEDx talk. It'll be posted here at some point, I'm assuming. But it was on imposter syndrome. And one of the things I pointed out in the imposter syndrome is the easiest way to help people over the imposter syndrome is just something as simple as just being positive and encouraging. Reinforcing, because imposter syndrome is that negative talk, and we're really good at negative talking to ourselves. And we start to believe our own negative talk versus seeing ourselves how the rest of the world sees us.
Right.
In many cases, we'll see somebody that's got some phenomenal skills, phenomenal ability, but we don't say anything. We actually don't go out and say, hey, you know, Tom, you're just doing some really great work there in Chicago. You are just crushing it. But it's nice for people to hear that every once in a while, because otherwise we start, you know, I'm not good enough. I'm not working hard enough. I'm in a new area where I have no background and no skills. And boy, if anybody looks too hard, they're going to know I'm faking it. And it is that encouragement. And so I think, you know, when I saw this, and then, you know, with my own little talk at the TEDx Boulder, I think this is something, particularly in the innovation game, if you're leading an innovation team, it is about that encouragement, getting people that recognition. And you got to think differently about what leadership really means.
Exactly. And that's the key. You have to think differently, because I think we've been taught, at least us in our relative age group, I think we were taught that, you know, it's the control and compete leader. Okay, you know, line up behind me and I'll take you to the top of the mountain. And that type of leadership is no longer going to work. It has to be a far more collaborative type of leadership that enables people to understand why they're there and then how they perform. And, you know, I just got to say one thing about your good earlier description. See, I call that the internal judge in your head that goes off, and boy, can it play havoc with you. Mm-hmm. And what we've all got to learn to do is to just turn that judge off and recognize the incredible strengths and benefits we have. And, you know, I've been telling large corporations, when you do that annual performance review, stop putting in those three development needs or three weakness areas. Eliminate those and just focus on the achievements, the accomplishments, and the strengths of those people in order to build those up over time.
Yep. So, Tom, if people want to keep track of what you're up to, where's the best place for them to find you?
At Kuzmarski, KUCZMARSKI.com, and at T. Kuzmarski, and at ChicagoInnovation.com, too.
And we'll have all those links available up on the show notes, and I'm assuming the book's available at all popular bookstores and online.
Sure,
and in all formats, right?
And in all formats. Exactly right. It is.
Yeah, the power of the digital world today. Hey, Tom, I want to give you a special shout out. The work you're doing, the leadership, the evangelism work you're doing for Innovation Chicago. Chicago is so lucky to have you. And I thank you for the time for coming.
Well, thank you. And thank you for your enthusiasm for all that you do, too.
And listeners, don't go anywhere. We're going to go into the fourth segment, 5 minutes to new ideas, where we cover one of the killer questions and talk through possibly some ways for you to trigger some ideas off of those questions. So don't go anywhere. You're going to want to listen to this week's 5 minutes to new ideas. And check out the show notes over at killerinnovations.com. All the links will be there. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
In the know, I'm Brian Osuch. Mike Savicki is a C6-7 quadriplegic who is a Navy veteran, multi-sport athlete who stays on the go. He says when it comes to mobility and transportation, there is hope for those who are disabled.
It's about finding wheelchair-accessible vehicles and solutions that allow us to drive or be transported to be a part of society, which is what we with disabilities really want most of all.
Mike still drives and lives an independent life.
I was introduced to a wheelchair-accessible vehicle through a local Namita dealer who taught me about getting in and out with my wheelchair, driving with my hands, and about the fact that I can get my driver's license again and I can have that independence and freedom.
Many call Mike a hero, and he's urging others to enter the local Heroes Campaign Contest for a chance to win a wheelchair-accessible van tailored to meet their needs.
Go to the website mobilityawarenessmonth.com and share a short story or a video that tells us about who you are and what you're doing that makes you a little special.
For more information, go to mobilityawarenessmonth.com. Now you're in the know from Numita.
Autism. One out of every 68 children in America are impacted across every race, ethnicity, and socioeconomic group. If you aren't directly affected, someone you know is. Today's world doesn't support those on the autism spectrum. It needs hacking for us to truly welcome those who think and create differently than ourselves. We're Hacking Autism, a nonprofit charity with a mission to hack therapy, technologies, and career opportunities that improve the personal and professional lives of people on the autism spectrum. We believe that everyone can play a role in supporting those on the autism spectrum so that they can show their unique talents and abilities in this fast-paced world. You aren't powerless in this fight. Use your gifts and talents to make a positive impact. Join us in making a difference. Go to hackingautism.org to learn more.
Attention investors, respected names in the financial services industry are not evaluating if there will be a significant market downturn, but when. Higher interest rates and prospects of a trade war suggest the stock market is headed into a perilous direction. Subprime mortgages, which are back, could potentially devastate the real estate market, as they did before. And with stocks simply overdue for a fall after this second longest bull run in history, even bullish analysts are recognizing these indicators that equities are in big trouble and have projected stock market losses up to 40%. You can protect your IRA or 401k for maximum safety and opportunity with physical gold and silver, as they are assets that remain genuine stores of value no matter what's happening in the marketplace. Call Augusta Precious Metals today at 855-858-5806. That's 855-858-5806 to get your free guide to precious metals investing. Call Augusta Precious Metals today at 855-858-5806. That's 855-858-5806.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself. But come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist. And you're done. Learn more at TryPaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back. Unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
This is Killer Innovations, a show about ideas, creativity, and how you can innovate. Welcome to the Innovator's Garage, where you learn to create your next game-changing killer innovation.
Back in the early days of this show, I would share what I called a killer question in each episode. These questions were designed to be used in your personal, team, or organization's innovation efforts. Now, based on feedback from listeners just like you, we've decided to bring it back, with some improvements. Each episode of the Killer Innovations has a segment that I'm now calling 5 Minutes to New Ideas. It's designed for the creative mind looking for that next great idea. Each episode will challenge you to think differently about yourself, your business, and your products and services by asking unique, funny, and sometimes crazy questions. These questions are designed to force you to look beyond the obvious and to uncover ideas and opportunities you never before considered. So, get out your notebook and be ready to uncover that game-changing idea. Here is 5 Minutes to New Ideas. I can honestly say I've never shopped at the online craft marketplace Etsy or any of its competitors. Not even an area of interest for me, as I'm not often in the market for hand-knitted iPhone cozies, customized guitar cables, or the like. As for my wife and daughters, they are big fans and very loyal and passionate users. And they are not alone. Since 2005, Etsy has signed up 2 million merchants and 35 million users. Their annual sales figures in 2017 were $3.2 billion. Even more interesting to me is not just the passion, but the level of passion that Etsy inspires. Etsy provides a way for talented people who produce quirky goods to go global. A young woman who customized invitations out of a vintage postcards would have struggled to find enough business before Etsy existed. By partnering with the website, she can benefit from its all-encompassing reach and make contact with enough serious customers to sustain and grow her business. On one level, Etsy provides a very simple service, allowing vendors to reach people who might not otherwise be aware of their products, and ultimately, they can make sales. On a deeper level, though, it allows entrepreneurs and customers who are passionate about something, often very niche-y, to find one another. At the same time, Etsy provides the hope of freedom from the 9-to-5 and the opportunity for thousands of ambitious entrepreneurs to share their innovations with the world. Etsy doesn't promise its users success, it simply offers them a fair shot. The gamble and the risk is all theirs. There is no physical exchange of goods between Etsy and its users, and the website makes its money by charging a commission on the sales. The irony is that many users who break down the actual time they spend making a product versus what they can sell it for find they are lucky to make minimum wage. Other users find that quirky one-offs are copied by factories or large operations who can then undercut their prices on other more commercial retail sites. The relationship between Etsy and the storeholder can be a turbulent. Users love the site, but some are growing increasingly frustrated that the core premise, you can only sell what you yourself make, crafting supplies, or vintage items, that this limits their potential profits. There's no way to scale your offerings, which keeps merchants artificially constrained. This ceiling means that the vast majority of users are doing this for one reason and one reason only, and that is passion. They love what they do, and they love-hate that website that allows them to do it. Passion makes the relationship between organization and customer very volatile. Now, some companies can survive it. Think of that outage that briefly put noisy royals around every iteration of Facebook's operating agreement. Every time Facebook changes it, the screaming begins. Others misjudge the depths of their customers' feelings and can come precariously close to crumbling because of it. The Dutch bank ING enraged their customers by paying bonuses to bosses after it had been bailed out by the government. The bank's customers were so angered that they rallied on Twitter and threatened to withdraw their deposits en masse. Eventually, the bank reversed its position, the bonuses were rescinded, and order was restored. It will be interesting to see what Etsy evolves into and whether it can keep users passionate in a positive way as it continues to grow at an accelerated rate. It's a possibility that Etsy will see them grow resentful, much like the original eBay sellers who rallied against the changes in the site's fee policy. For now, this is very simple exchange is enough to cement their customers' passion and their customers' loyalty. Can you say the same thing about your business? So ask yourself, who is passionate about my product or something it relates to? Think about it. Who is really deep down passionate about your product or something it relates to? Now challenge yourself to think deeper about how your customer thinks about your product. Do you or your products inspire an emotional reaction from your customers? What is that? Do they feel like they can't go by without whatever it is you do? Why is that, and why or why not? Why can they go about and do things and not be dependent on your product? Can you tell the difference between a customer who feels frustrated that he has to use your product and one who is grateful that your product is there and available to him? And how do you identify both of those groups? And what are you doing to understand this emotional connection? The emotional connection has its pros and cons. On the pro side, it's key to market success as you look to differentiate yourself from your competitors. And on the con side, if you upset that passion, you may find it turned into anger and aimed at you. I'm Phil McKinney, and thanks for listening. Thanks for taking the time out of your busy schedule to join in. If you have any comments or suggestions, drop me a note over at phil@killerinnovations.com. Now, the reason I've been doing this show since 2005 is to pay back my early mentor by paying it forward. My first mentor, Bob Davis, invested an immense amount of time in training and coaching me, which had a major impact on my career. When I went back and asked him how I could pay him back, he just laughed and said I couldn't. I had to pay it forward. If I could ask for a favor, could you help me pay it forward? How? One, give us a rating wherever you get your podcast, as that helps spread the word. And two, by telling others about the show. This episode of Killer Innovations was produced by the Innovators Network. You can find the show notes and the entire show catalog over at killerinnovations.com. I'll talk to you next week. In the meantime, go out and change the world with your killer innovation. Bye-bye.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609.
or at biztalkradio.com. This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.